just general good motivational wisdom, that's an answer that I think is relevant for everybody who is awake, because everybody who is awake is surrounded by lots and lots and lots and lots of sheep in people's clothing who are asleep. And the ones who are semi-awake that you're talking about, who are either furious or bemused or in denial or rabid in their denial or whatever. You know, the family members who don't want you at Thanksgiving anymore because, oh God, he's going to talk about that again. Those people. Now, people write to me all the time, and they Skype me all the time, and they talk about this on the chat, on the radio show, like the chat that's going on now, and they say, so-and-so won't listen to me, my husband, my wife, my brother, my sister, my daughter, my son, my neighbors, they're not listening to me. And it's a perplexing, painful experience to know something is true with your deepest gut and have the people that you want to talk to either reject you or attack you for being the one-eyed man. Because in the Valley of the Blind, the one-eyed man is not king. The one-eyed man is dead meat, unless the one-eyed man takes a very different approach. So that's what you're really talking about, isn't it?
In essence, it's about survival. And trying to go through life without people hating you because of what you think and say, and using intelligent tactics in order to convince them without getting them to hate you, and coming up with this, ad hominem attacks, calling you names, and more to the point, the cognitive dissonance, because once you've come up and form a reality, like, this is my reality, yes, this is what it is, and this guy comes over and he tells me that 9/11 was an inside job, and that doesn't fit in with my reality, this guy's threatening my reality, therefore this person's a threat, therefore I hate that person, I want to insult them. You want to stop that kind of thing, because what happens is you're often, as a truther, you become rabid, all right? And I've gone through this phase, and it's just a phase, you know, like high school lesbianism. You kind of go through it, and then
were you a high school lesbian?
No, I wasn't. And the other element is that you forget how you got along with your family beforehand, because now suddenly you think to yourself, man, I know what's going on, and they don't, therefore they're sheep, they're scum, they're stupid. And what's interesting is that you say something that's supposed to enlighten them, supposed to help them, and they start getting angry with you, stop inviting you to family Christmases, and so on and so forth. So I've tried to figure out a methodology to wake up your family without getting them to frickin' hate you. And what I found is interesting is that all you got to do is remember their value to you, okay? You didn't actually operate with your family 99% of the time by talking about truth or topics, did you? So now that you know about truth or topics, you suddenly talk about that only 90% of the time. No wonder they freaking hate you. You forgot how to play bridge and card games with them. You forgot to watch movies with them. You forgot to go out and have dinner with them properly, and you forgot how to drink with them. And all you know now how to do is just talk about truth and fear and all of these kind of things that really, really frack them off and make them freaking hate you. That's stupid. Okay, and there's something that actually you, Dr. Remy, you kind of cottoned me onto. I was just thinking philosophically for a couple of days before our show about how many people you need to talk to that say the same thing to you before you start to get it. And I said, oh, it might be five, it might be six. And you said it was on average of seven. About seven people need to say the exact same thing to you before you get it. So what you do is you say one thing to your family, and then you shut up about it. And you continue to play cards with them, continue to have dinner, continue to go out with movies. And you just hope, like frack, that six other people they encounter throughout their daily life will eventually wake them up to the fact that you're talking about. And then your parent will come back to you and go, hey, Vinny, you remember how you were telling me way back in the day about such and such and blah, blah, blah? Well, this other guy told me such and blah, blah, blah too. And now I believe you. Please tell me more. And then you can suddenly have a conversation with your loved ones about these things that were suddenly never possible before.
It's a powerful concept, which is you are not seven people. You're one person. And if you go and spread your truth, your light, your whatever around, other people are going to start resonating with it or not, but that's not your responsibility. However, there is more than one person to spread your truth to.